Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our cavalry's a deep we search to know
a That's
the
late, great John. Oh, why did I lose his name? You know who I'm talking about. Well, welcome back. 23 after the hour. Too many Johns in my head right now. It's good to have you back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Pretty sure I know who I am. And Fogelberg is who that is. That's right. And the late, great John Fogelberg. And That's from the Nexus album. That song is called Nexus, from the Innocent Age album. That's it. I'll get that straight in a minute. So we got our good buddy Joel LaBava here. Joel is the franchise king. He is the author of Become a Franchise Owner. We're talking about first things first when you're looking at a franchise, right, Joel?
Yes. Yes, we are. And, you know, I do have a solution for that music thing that you have
going on. Yeah.
All you have to do...
The music's fine. It's the memory that's going, Joel.
All you have... Oh, yeah, Joel, welcome to my world. All you have to do is just...
And that's Dan Fogelberg, by the way, not Dan.
Yeah, Dan. I didn't want to correct you.
I'm glad... I'm having a senior moment here today, I guess.
I'm glad you did that yourself.
Like I haven't said his name 1,000 times.
Anyway, oh, jeez.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you just keep Led Zeppelin queued up all the time, you'll never not know who it is. Just get it out of your system.
Just the Led Zeppelin show. That's what you want.
That's right.
I got
you. That's right.
So, okay, we're talking about getting things, you know, get first things first, not getting too far ahead of yourself. Another thing that you talk a lot about is, and I'm assuming this is part of get things first, is don't complicate things.
Yeah, keep it simple. Keep it simple. You know, you're worrying about, oh no, you know, will my family, what will my family think? And, you know, do I have to do this? And why don't I go get a job? Keep it simple. Start at the beginning. Remember why you're even considering becoming the owner of your own business. And then go from there. Don't get ahead of yourself with all the things that may or may not happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Is
there any particular... Yeah. What do you think people who get so excited about these things and get so overwrought, are they typically younger people? Are they people who is there any kind of profile that you can make of it for these people? Is it younger people, older people? What is there any connection between that you could pinpoint?
No. It's more personality. It's what they bring to the table with them, kind of their baggage, not necessarily negative baggage, but, you know, if they are kind of nervous to begin with, then they bring that, and then it's amplified when they think about writing a $30,000 check franchise company.
Well, what do you tell them to take a first step on? What's the first step to try to get them to slow down a little bit? What do you tell them is the first step to start on?
I ask them to consider the fact whether or not they are even right for franchising.
Mm-hmm.
Should you be looking at the franchise?
They don't want to hear that, do they?
Model. No, actually, they do. They are open to that. They're like, well, Joel, thanks for making me think about that. Because I don't know if I am. You know, I just assume I'm right for franchising. It's just a business in a box anyway, right? What could go wrong? So, no, but it people appreciate that. They say, well, yeah, how do I do that? And then I show them how they can do it, and I have them take a franchise quiz, and I score
it
for them.
Which you have at your website, right?
Yeah, sure, it's available on my website.
TheFranchiseKing.com.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
And then I score it for them personally, and if the score is high enough, I say, okay, I think you could probably be okay, or be a good franchise owner. You're going to follow the rules. The quiz says that.
I would fail the test.
Yeah, me too, bad. I did already. I don't
color inside the lines too well.
No, me either.
Which you got to do, by the way, folks, if you're going to be a franchise owner.
Yeah.
You have to color inside the lines. Go ahead.
That's right.
What's the next thing?
So the next thing is, okay, let's think about what you are good at. Tell me what you're good at. What are your top skills? Tell me what you want your business to look like, feel like, sound like, taste like. What do you see as your role? Would you like to be hands-on all the time, or would you like to build something and then kind of step back and manage the managers? Mm-hmm. Then it starts to get exciting. Then people are either at that point lost, which is okay, because that means they need to think hard about what they want this business to be, or they know already. And I'm just kind of reinforcing the fact that they know. And we also go into why now.
Right.
And that's important.
I'm sure that reveals a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And this is all positive stuff. This mm-hmm. is all good stuff, because even if they don't end up buying a franchise, it was a great self-examination experience,
mm-hmm.
and it gave them permission to say no, because I make it really easy for them, because there's nothing at the end for me,
mm-hmm.
so they could say no and be able to sleep well at night, you know, because I'm not a broker, I'm not making money if they say yes,
mm-hmm.
so I really let them off the hook at the beginning with that, and just tell them that this is about you. It doesn't matter to me whether or not you buy one or not. So then we just go further down the road. Let's start looking at some things. But I want them to go out there and start looking. Mm-hmm. Look online. Look at some of the franchise websites, mm-hmm. okay? And then let's get back together. What did you find? Why do you like it?
First.
And now, pull the trigger and fill out a form and set up an appointment.
Take the next step, but
things
first.
Yes.
Don't get
it'll
too
be okay.
overwrought. Don't complicate things.
Right.
And learn more about that at thefranchiseking.com.
That's right.
Joe LaBava, thanks for being here. Good job.
Thanks for having me.
Keep up the good work. See you next
time.
All right. Joe LaBava, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.